Tony Schumpert is Value Village's VP of Recycling and Reuse. He has worked with Savers for over 15 years and is sharing his insights on the changes that he has seen over the years in terms of our consumer culture, sustainable fashion, and where he sees the industry heading.
The last 3 years, I've seen unbelievable focus and attention and progress in the textiles, apparel and textile reuse and recycling. We started doing some awareness campaigns, a little over 3 years ago with some installations that we would do around North America that would call attention on the impact of textile waste on the planet. And since then, there's been this explosion over the last 3 years of not only mainstream retail beginning to make some progress in looking at how they can be more responsible in manufacturing goods, but also with what happens at the end of the life of an item. What gives me hope is that there is a lot more attention being given to it, and not just inside of the traditional reuse space like ours, but that a broader stakeholder group is beginning to pay attention and start to look at how they can make an impact.
Schumpert shared with me what the light bulb moment was within Value Village's development to changing their image from a thrift shop to a reusable clothing shop.
We began to think about how we could broaden that message and help people understand that a little bit better, so that we could kind of demystify a little bit for individuals what they could do on their own to make an impact. The most basic thing that individuals could do, which is to incorporate reuse into their buying decisions and their consumption habits. That a light bulb moment is that with the challenges in actually truly recycling textile fiber at the moment, we need to buy ourselves time for all the innovations that are coming to happen. And the best way that we could do that was to get the message out that the more product we could get into the reuse stream and out of the waste stream would give us time for all the great work that's happening to try to get to a point of true circularity with apparel and textile.
Value Village provided a lot of accessible research for consumers to know more about the impacts of fashion on the planet. Has this increased sales within Value Village?
Well, it's kind of funny. I don't think we consider really us changing our image in so much as actually beginning, to talk about it in a way that allowed us to reach more people. I think the thing that it unlocked for us is not so much, a different attitude towards our company, but really an awareness of our company and its position in this space of reuse. I think the millennials and younger, they're beginning to look at reuse, in particular secondhand apparel shopping, as a way to express themselves differently than simply going into, the typical big box retailer and buying, what everybody else has.
I asked him, who do you think are the main implementers of change in our day to day?
I see the evolution of mainstream retail beginning to take notice of the fact that millennials are saying this matters to them. They are beginning to look at how they can be more responsible with their items. But number two, it's a reaction to what their customers want.
Value Village is looking for ways to implement social media better in order to target the millennial generation into consuming reusable clothing.
So I think that you look out into the future for us. We are working on things that we can do to actually interact in ways that are more in line with where millennials are and how they want to be interacted with.
True circulation is difficult to achieve, as the technology is not there yet. Being able to take the fibers from a shirt and making it into something new is difficult to accomplish due to the costs and accessibility. But Schumpert has other ideas in mind for the meantime.
As the industry moves forward, what I see is that there's a need for significantly more collaboration across all of the stakeholders, how we work together to try to accelerate getting to that true circularity. But in the meantime, I expect to see a lot of things that we don't see today. Because of those challenges, I expect to see big brands recognizing the challenge of that, investing in technology to continue to evolve towards that. But I expect to see them doing some creative things. We're so far down the path It's a crisis that's happening around us, and most of us don't even know it.
This is Mira Nabulsi reporting for Double Tap Sustainable Fashion.